We begin by making ourselves as comfortable as possible in an upright posture. Making use of this precious opportunity again. In order to take the essence again. And for a short while in this way, we become highly aware of our own body, fully sinking into this body, and feeling the pressure the body puts on the cushion. Totally surrendering your muscles to gravity. And paying close attention to bodily sensations, wherever they most noticeably arise for you. We can generate the attitude this morning, the intention that this meditation here, meditation in general, but especially this meditation right now, is not for myself, but it is for others. Making this effort, meditating for others. Doing this to be able to bring more benefit to this world. Going throughout our life without causing more harm, but sharing peace. Bringing happiness to this world. With the wish to finally, at one point, have no harm in our mind anymore at all. No negative state, no harm towards anyone. At any time, under any circumstance. In order to reach this awareness, to develop this mind, we have to keep working on our mind. Gaining greater understanding and making this meditation the cause for that. To see the big picture, to realize I am only one person, but others are numberless, limitless. Developing ourselves for them. With this, for a short while, we work on our single-pointedness, the basis for all our practice. And for some time, we can bring our awareness to the movement of our breathing at the area of our nostrils. Again, coming back to this very small area just above your upper lip. Whatever slight, subtle sensations you can make out in this area, as you breathe in and out very effortlessly and naturally, try to hold this and cultivate this continuity, this ongoing flow of attention with these sensations, single-pointedly abiding with that. Without grasping, without distraction. try to do so in a very relaxed manner, developing this state of total simplicity. And making this your own celebration and seeing how joyful this task actually is. Your mind turned towards enlightenment without any need to prove or present, moment by moment, disciplining and shaping your mind. Doing this in a spirit of joy, seeing it not as a burden, but as a joyful task, developing yourself in this way. And before we are going into the next practice, you can take a few moments to readjust if you need to. you can slowly reconnect to your breath until I will lead you into this other single-pointed concentration practice, where we are going to observe the mind itself. And we are going to do so in an approach that Alan Wallace also uses a lot, where we are first starting to explore the experience of our five physical senses, and then focusing on the mind itself. So calmly attend to your breathing for a few more moments in a natural way, fully relaxed but highly aware. And now fully open your eyes, remaining in this non-conceptual, clear state of awareness, and bring the full force of your attention to the visual field, this domain of shapes and colors, and non-conceptually, very quietly pay attention to this field of experience, and whatever arises within this visual space that you see. And as the Buddha advised, in the scene, let there just be the scene. Which is to say, attend to whatever you see with as little conceptual overlay, with no labeling, but just attending and seeing. In the scene, let there just be the scene. Now again, close your eyes. And then bring all your attention to the sounds that you hear. Focus your attention on this domain of experience of sound. And again, without projecting any mental images on what you hear, just with naked, bare attention. In the heard, let there just be the heard. Now redirect your attention back to this field of the body. The field of physical, tactile sensation. And once again, without visualizing the body or projecting any images, any concepts or labels, just feel the body. Just feel this physical field. And in the sense, let there just be the sense. And then, very briefly, you can see if you can also experience any tastes. Or maybe you can note any fragrances or smells. So we have just completed a very brief tour through our five physical senses. And now remaining in this awareness, with your eyes closed, attend closely. Is there anything else you immediately experience right now? Is there anything else you directly experience apart from these appearances to the five physical senses? Can you directly perceive any mental images, fantasies or memories? Are you aware of thoughts arising, passing, mental conversation? Whether there are any emotions arising, whether your mind is agitated or dull, any desires or aversion? all of these are mental events, only detectable by the sixth mode of perception, which is the domain of the mind. We cannot detect this with any of our five physical senses, but only through the mind. They are mental experiences. So now let your eyes at least be partially open, resting your gaze in the space in front of you on the floor, without attending to any visual object, but as if you were daydreaming, but being highly alert and aware. Rest your gaze there. The eyes soft and unfocused, just a little bit open. And now bring the full force of your awareness to this sixth mode of perception, this domain of the mind, this domain in which thoughts and images and all other mental events arise and pass. And single-pointedly direct your experience towards this, to this space of the mind, and whatever arises within this space. Without labeling or without trying to control it, try to see very objectively what arises within this field of your experience. Being very selective with your focus. This is not an open presence or some kind of choiceless awareness. But among the six domains of experience, we are selecting to attend single-pointedly only to the domain of the mind. So see if you can observe a thought without thinking it, without getting carried away by it, caught up in a story, but see it for what it is. You can ask yourself the question, what is a thought? And in this way, renewing your relationship with the thoughts in observing objectively. And whatever occurs, whatever image or mental event arises, simply observe its nature. What does it do? Recognizing the continuous flow of awareness, of mental events, without getting stuck with anything particular. Like if you watch a dance or a play. Just watching the different actors come, play their part and go, without intervening, without controlling, but simply witnessing and resting in this task of just witnessing. Being like a shepherd seated on a mountain hill, observing the sheep. without grasping, without wanting to find anything special, but being totally loose and relaxed, resting and seeing what comes up, just seeing it. Seeing the nature of these mental events. Then we can gently let go of this and dedicate our positive energy towards the goal that may we be able to develop this awareness, this understanding, this ability to single-pointedly stay, becoming the masters of our mind. Not being carried away by whatever comes up, but seeing and checking that. That with this ability we can walk the path to liberation fully without distraction. Practice Dharma in a non-distracted, focused way. Without getting caught up in meaningless activity. So we can develop ourselves to become a perfect guide for sentient beings, benefiting them most effectively in this way. With this practice is that in the beginning we just don't know where to put our attention because we're so habituated to think the thoughts that we're actually not observing what they are. We're always getting caught up in its story, in its content. So the solution is to be loose like jellyfish, really. Just sit there and not grasp, wanting to see the mind, but just taking a step back and relaxing, and you'll see the thoughts come and go and come and go. And we just look at this. That's all. It's very simple, actually. But we have to make the habit of seeing that. What is actually there all the time. Anyway, have a good breakfast.